Hello everyone, Wilhelm Mast here with another episode of the podcast Winning the Game, where I share from decades of experience of training highly productive leaders to accomplish more, but also build their capacity and experience way less stress day to day in their life. Today I want to speak about your tools and learning. I had a mentor maybe 10, 15 years ago who said in every meeting we had, well, you can take notes, right? Well, can you do the Excel sheet for this? And it turned out that he was not comfortable working on a keyboard with Word and Excel. He was probably 15, 20 years older than I am. And he shared, when I asked him, that, you know, when computers started coming and those programs came, the PowerPoints and the Word and Excel and everything, people told me, should you maybe do a course to learn those things? And at the time, he was a CEO for a large company. And he considered it, but he wasn't too keen on it. And he said, no, you know, I got my secretaries. They'll do all that stuff for me. And he's the one and only person that I worked with that wasn't comfortable dealing with the simplest of the IT tools like Word and Excel. It stopped him. He said, I wish I would have taken it on, but now at my age, I don't really need to. I mean, he could type a little and he could do the absolute basics, but it was a stop for him because he hadn't customized his learning and the use of the tools that he needed. Now, we're at a time right now when the market is being swamped with new tools. There is new AI tools coming every week. And I've come back from vacation now and I started to dive in a bit deeper in some of the tools that I want to learn and use to be more productive, save time and accomplish more high quality work actually with the help of those tools. It can be a big step for some people because you don't have the time to learn new tools amidst everything you need to produce all the time, right? So I suggest that you spend some time every day on one tool. Just pick one tool that you want to learn a little bit better and spend 15, 20 minutes on that tool per day. Do something productive. Don't sit and read about the tool, just use the tool. Experiment, test, and learn on real work tasks. And do that short time every day, 15, 20 minutes, maybe half an hour per day. And just keep at it. You will soon notice that you get better and better, and it starts to save you time. If you wait until later, a few months will have gone by, and if you simply start instead, you do 20 minutes per day. That adds up to a couple of hours per week. It adds up to a day per month if you spend a couple of hours per week, right? And in a quarter, you suddenly discover that you use 3, 4, 5 days combined on learning. And small steps every day is way more effective than to take 2 full days and try to cram everything. So that's my advice for you. Pick a tool that you would like to learn something about. Customize your learning experience with that tool, but work on real tasks and experiment daily. Pick a fixed time, beginning of the day, right after lunch, and just build that habit to learn and customize your tools going forward. And you'll notice in a couple of months, you have a different world of experience with not only that tool, but also with a range of similar tools. So good luck with your learning. I'll be back soon with more episodes. Welcome back then.